Dana Carvey knew Joe Biden was compromised mentally when playing him on Saturday Night Live. By Paul Bois on July 1, 2025. Comedian Dana Carvey said he had to walk a delicate line when he lampooned former President Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live, asserting that he knew the president was compromised mentally. Carvey shared his experience of lampooning the president on his Fly on the Wall podcast with guest David Spade and guest Julie Bowen. "I knew that he was compromised mentally, I mean, it was obvious. But it was a delicate thing in the comedy world," he said. "There were a lot of people who did not want to do anything that would kind of ding him in an awkward way." Carvey said he had a bizarre, surreal, and sometimes fun experience playing the former president, adding that he aimed to make the jokes generally funny and not mean-spirited. "That's the key. If I can do Biden, if I can make Biden funny to everybody, then I am where I want to be," Carvey said. "And to make it funny, it had to be recognizable. And so there were certain things I did not include in my package." Co-host David Spade explained the difference between mocking a public figure and a regular 90-year-old man. "I think it's easier to make fun of him if he's the president than if it's just a 90-whatever-year-old man and just go, 'Look at this a-hole.' So once he's president, he's more fair game. But no one made fun of him forever," said Spade. Carvey's comes several months after he and David Spade mocked Joe Biden and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky for losing billions of dollars in aid. California is famous because they lost $20 million homeless money. "They didn't lose it. They just don't know where it went," said Spade. "It makes you not want to pay taxes, because you go, just fix a road, do something I see, don't just make everything worse. More money and everything gets worse. I don't know how the Ukraine stitch worked, but maybe they sent it by Zelle." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.